Okay guys, this is Naima B. Robert here, award-winning author, editor, speaker, coach to women like you who have a story to tell, a message to share, and want to put it into a book. Now, I have a question. Should everyone write a book? What do you think? I've heard people say, and I do believe, that every one of us has a story to tell. But there's a difference between sharing your story and writing a book. There are lots of different ways in which you can share your story. You could blog about it. You could put it out on social media. You could create a video series. You could create a documentary. You could speak on stages. You could go and do interviews with magazines and podcasts. Plenty of different ways to share your story and to get your message out there. So then why go through the toil of actually writing a book? And who should do that anyway? Should we all be writing books right now? I would like to offer you my humble opinion, and it is this. If you have a story that has greater significance in our world, either because it's an untold story, or there are many people out there who are experiencing this particular, whatever the issues are in your story, whatever your experiences were, who are looking for guidance, who are looking for a light. If you yourself have overcome something that other people find near impossible, you should write a book. If you have done amazing work with your clients because of either your skills or the system that you teach or the framework that you use, you should write a book. Similarly, if you run an organization or a charity and have achieved amazing things in your arena, that should be documented in a book. A lot of people feel that it's enough to create posts on social media, to keep their social media accounts active and you know, create videos on YouTube. But I'm just gonna go out on a limb here and say, YouTube videos are not the same as a book. A book is a piece of work that will outlast you and outlast the internet and outlast an algorithm and any of these things that seem to rule our world right now. If you have gone through the time and effort of actually putting down either your story or your message or your work or your system or your framework or your case studies, whatever it is, that book is now available for others to read, to learn from, to be guided by, and to study. Because I actually have a very strong feeling about this. And that is that in the future, just as there are now, there are people who study our world and study our society. And if you never created something that lasted about either you, your family, your company, your organization, whatever it is, your community, if you didn't create something that lasted the test of time, then when people look back on our time, it will be almost as if we didn't exist. And I say this because so many of us invest a lot of time and effort into getting the perfect pictures on Instagram, writing the perfect captions, you know, making our contacts on LinkedIn, you know, making sure that we update our YouTube regularly. But let me ask you this. Do you think in the future, researchers will be combing through our Facebook feeds or our Instagram timelines to see who we were, to understand the work we did and the impact that we had? I'm gonna say no. I'm going to say, if you have something, and I'm talking to you, all you experts, you entrepreneurs who are killing the game right now, all you thought leaders, you influencers, you community activists, you survivors, you fighters out there, you've got a story that is special, not just for you, not just for your immediate circle, but for the world we live in now and the world of the future. If you can see your way clear to actually developing your ideas and fleshing out your experiences, your thoughts, your research, to write and publish a book on your story, your message, your topic, your industry, whatever it is. You have put something forth as your legacy that will be studied in the future. I'm just saying this because I know when I wrote my book From My Sister's Lips, it was just me speaking my truth and the truth of my sisters. I wanted people to know what it's really like to be a Muslim woman living in a Western society, what it's like to have grown up in one way, not as a Muslim, and to transition into living as I do now. I wanted people to know that. Little did I know that my book would end up being required reading on university syllabuses, that my book would be quoted in academic journals, that my book would be a catalyst for change, not just on a personal level with people who read the book themselves, but also in the view of the time that I lived in, the early 90s when the book was written. And so I say to you, it was like the 2000s, early 2000s. And so I say to you this, I could never have guessed that the book that I wrote just to express my truth would actually become a historical artifact, would actually be like a time capsule. Because when I look back on it now, I can see how much has changed, even in the short time since the book came out. And so my challenge to you is this. Do you have a story that has a bigger, a broader significance for our world? Do you have a message that really needs to be heard by more people? Is the work that you are doing groundbreaking? Are you changing lives? Are you out here being the change you want to see? Do you have insights to offer the world? Do you have a system? Do you have a framework? Has your organization done some amazing work that should be noted down, that should be put in a way that people can tap into that, people can learn about, people can be inspired by? Because if the answer to any of those questions is yes for you, then it is go time. The world needs your story. The world needs your message. The world needs your book. So if this resonates with you in any way and you're not sure what step to take next, just comment committed below this video and let's talk. Because my mission is to help women like you get their message out into the world. So let's see if we can make it happen.